Julian?
Yes.
Hey, Julian, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How have you been?
Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I know it's kind of early, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm up still.
Okay. I was following up with you because your PIN verification should have been arriving already. Did you receive that?
I still have not received it yet.
Okay. It's been about 7 days now since I signed you up. So usually the FedEx Express, says it's three to five days, business days.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's been, we signed up on the 10th. It's been about five business days. So I'm anticipating, that should be there in the mail, later today or tomorrow. But I just wanted to remind you, there's a little five-digit number we need off the back of that in order to go live with your campaign. So most of the legwork is done on the campaign. We just need that PIN verification before we can actually post it so you start making some money.
Okay, yeah, I'll go double check right now, because like I said, that's my usual mailing address for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a family member will pick up the mail and maybe they saw something and put it in a different pile because,
Yeah, I remember you telling me that when you signed up. That's kind of why I put some notes in here to kind of make sure you follow up. The 611 Fenfield Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Google told me that you are eligible for Google Guarantee. So they actually, when I submitted your business profile to them, they did, some looking into, basically, and they decide who qualifies for that. Have you seen those before?
No, not really. I did see that I got some emails. I guess it was Google that actually reached out to me at one point as well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that they were actually going to be charging me a fee as well.
Who? Google?
Google, yes.
What do they charge you?
It was like $200.
For
maybe
what?
Three, something like that. They said because what I have going on with you, it really has nothing to do with them, but in order to proceed with that service, they charged me another like $200 or $300, and I was kind of messed up about it. But I was like,
well, "That doesn't sound. That doesn't sound right at all." Why?
I was like, "If I would have known that, I wouldn't probably have done any of that."
No, yeah, that's not accurate though. Who?
Let me while I'm talking to you. Let me look at my bank statement real quick and see who exactly it was that took the money.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have a better idea. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, because all we have is your initial payment from the 10th, like last Monday. So it wasn't us. And then remember we set up your security question?
Hold on, give me one second.
Okay.
Hey, so I was trying to put you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you shouldn't have gotten any other charges. That's why we set up your security question. If it's not from us directly, you shouldn't be paying for anything extra. They should have asked you your first pet's name. Sparky?
Yeah, no, I can't even see who it's
Yeah, I know it's not from us. And it definitely wouldn't have been Google. Google doesn't do that.
Oh, it's C3 IT Services.
C3 IT Services?
Yes.
When I look up C3 IT Services, it's a company out of Rego Park, New York.
The show 60 Second Drive, 9710 60 Second Drive. They charge $200.
C3 IT Services?
Yes.
And they're from where?
I don't know. It just shows 9710 62nd Drive.
9710. Let me look at this. 62nd Drive?
It just shows for this.
Yeah, yeah. C3 IT Services and Consulting out of Rego Park, New York. 9710 62nd Drive, Rego. Yeah, if you Google them, 718-350-8703. That's not us. That's not Google either. Google's in California.
Yeah, they said that it was actually a call coming from California.
No. They have two Google reviews with a 1-star rating. This company is a scam company. They claim to represent other companies and sell scam products. And then the other review says fraudulent charges on my credit card. You need to report that. The reason that we set up your security question when you sign up, Julian, is to avoid those kind of things. So once you create your online listings, they know you're an actual business, right? You're registered as a business with Google now. So they can call you, right? It's not illegal to call a business. Business to business.
Mm-hmm.
You can DNC your personal number. It's illegal to call people, especially when people ask you to not call them, like on a personal phone. But you have a business line. So this is a company that, seeing that you're registered as a business, and it looks like they called you up as a scam call. Because our company, anything that has to do with Google or our company, they're going to ask you your security question. That's why we set it up. And we wouldn't have asked you for your billing information again, because we already had your billing information on file here.
Yeah.
That's not us. And that's not Google. I would report that transaction if you can, like through your app there. It's definitely a scam.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I was messed up about that, because they're like, oh no, I don't know. You don't even know how he explained it to me, and I was just fucking pissed off, and I was like,
"Yeah, no, you should have called me.
I
would have just clicked on
him.
Yeah, you should. No, you should have just clicked on him and called me. There's no extra charges that you get from us. That's the whole point of us doing this, is so that you're not doing a service where you're paying extra charges randomly, right? Like Home Advisor or Angie's List, you know? Yeah, but I sent you my direct number, and I know our company's kind of been talking to you as well, messaging you back.
I've been looking at the emails.
Mm-hmm.
I did get some messages from y'all. Like I said, it was just that one thing, that one call, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why the hell did they tell me this?
Yeah, it's definitely not us. You got to report that. Yeah, because Google would coordinate to us. You know, we're basically your marketing department, and we're a Google partner. So
Google wouldn't even reach out to me.
They would never call you. Yeah, exactly. Google will never call you, ever. It would always be through the Google partner that's handling your Google business profile, which is us, right? That's actually why I was reaching out to you today, is because they told me that you qualified for Google Guarantee, which is, that as high as you can get as far as online marketing is with Google. And they guarantee you a certain amount of leads, and they're guaranteed to be exclusive, and you don't pay unless the lead's qualified. So it's not like Home Advisor's pay-per-lead system. But they basically have like an extensive background screening that they do before they offer that to you. So once you signed up with us, then they started looking into you, and they determined that, unless you're like a felon, you have like a 99.9% chance of getting approved for that. The companies that are doing that now are Junk King, San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
That's like the biggest junk removal company in San Antonio. And then you also have your local listing that we're developing for you, and they have a local listing as well. So, your campaign would be at the exact same capacity as theirs, which means we could expect a similar return on investment from that campaign if we upgraded your package. So that's really why I was reaching out to you today. I was thinking I was going to get your PIN verification and then go live with the local listing and also talk to you about this Google Guarantee. Are you near a computer?
No, I have my iPad.
Yeah, iPad works. If you just look up Junk Removal San Antonio, you'll see I'm at the very top. Yeah, okay.
Let me get my iPad real quick. I have it in the choco, so...
No worries.
Yeah, I'll go swing by the address, because I actually live like 3 miles from the address I use for the mailing.
Yeah, so we need that pin, though. But if you decide to do this, that's another thing, too. If you decide to do this, then we could just phone verify you, too. So if that hasn't came in already and you decide, hey, you want to do Google Guarantee, this is a different level of verification where they've already looked into you. We could do it over the phone instead of waiting for that piece of paper, because I don't want that to take up another day or two. I'd rather get you up and running and start making some money.
Okay, and what would I need to do to do that? What
you're
talking
in a great
about?
Area for what you do. Okay, yeah, so if you just look up junk removal in San Antonio, Texas, basically the Google Guarantee, like, they'll guarantee you a certain amount of leads. Like, let's say you wanted a guarantee of, like, 10 leads per month. You know, they could do that. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, they could guarantee you a certain amount of leads, and then they could also provide up to $2,000 insurance worth the lifetime of the job that you go on. So basically they're telling somebody, like, hey, this is the best guy in the area. We've already background screened him. You know, he's trustworthy. And then they're also saying, hey, if something happens to your property, let's say while he's carrying out something from your property, your wall gets damaged, Google will actually cover that. They provide up to $2,000 of insurance to go towards your company. I'm imagining you already have, like, business insurance and a license.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Do they require a license for junk?
No, not a license, but I do have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I also have, like I said, my DOT, my MC number, and
I'm imagining they have all that already, though, because they wouldn't even offer you this Google Guarantee if you didn't have everything that they would consider a legitimate business. You know what I mean? There's some guys that are out there that are just trying to do junk removal and hauling and do all these services, but they're not, like, legit.
Yeah.
They're, like,
no,
kids, you know?
And there's a lot of that, you know. So
yeah, but Google doesn't want that. You know, that what they want.
Those are the ones that make it hard to actually get work, because they're like, oh, I'll do it for $100 and,
right.
You know.
That, well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. This will definitely separate you from the pack, because if you look at the guys that are doing this, like Junk King, it's a different ball game. But we're not going to offer that to you unless we know, you know, one, you can handle the capacity, because it's going to be a high call volume that you're going to be receiving from that. Right? And then obviously maintain a quality while handling with a high call volume. So, you have a crew, right? You have some guys that you could send out?
Yeah.
Yeah? How many guys work for you?
Well, I have pretty much like three guys that I work with at any given time, and I'm able to, sometimes I'll go with one of them or two of them, and that's what we'll do. We'll knock it out.
Okay.
But my main thing is, because, of course, I always want to make sure that the job is getting done right and efficient.
Right. You know? Right. Well, the thing is, I mean, if you compare or if you bundle, you know, the Google Guarantee with what you're doing with your local package that I set you up with, I mean, so just to put things into perspective, like Junk King in the last 30 days had 1,812 visits to their site in the past month. So I'm not saying he got 1,812 clients or phone calls, even, for that matter. You know what I mean? But to have that much exposure, it seems like just about everybody that looks up junk removal is seeing him as an option. That's why I was trying to show you on the tablet. Did you Google junk removal in San Antonio?
Yes.
Yeah, so you see where it says Google Guarantee? It has that, like, green check mark at the top? It'll say 10-plus junk removal providers nearby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see Junk King right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the Google Guarantee, guys, with that green check mark. And then if you scroll down, what we're doing for you are these three guys next to the map. And you'll see Junk King in there as well. So this is what you already have through us. We're just waiting for that PIN verification. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, right?
Uh-huh.
But you have to go through an extensive background screening to qualify for Google Guarantee, and they said that you qualify for Google Guarantee. So what this does is, like I said, you know, you get a guaranteed amount of clients. They're exclusive leads. You're at the very top of the screen as opposed to in that local map section. You only pay per valid lead. So you decide if the lead's valid. If it's not, then you're not getting charged for it. Google guarantees your work for up to $2,000, like I was telling you. We will dispute any invalid leads on your behalf. So if you decide it's invalid, we'll actually report it to Google and get it uplifted and refund you, reimburse you directly. And then you get an advanced verification badge, obviously, letting the people know that you've been background screened. So that just gives them peace of mind.
Okay.
So it's the only difference is, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the only difference with signing up with this is that they have you, there's a $250 application fee to get it started, and then the monthly cost is going to be based on what you want to pay per lead. So, like, let's say you wanted 10 leads guaranteed to you over the course of the month, you know, then your budget would go up to $500 flat rate. Monthly.
Let me hold off on that.
Okay. Is just based on the cost?
That because I'm, like I said, I have my business insurance, I have my truck I gotta pay, I have my trailers I gotta pay.
You got a lot of bills right now, yeah. I was gonna say that would really change things though. I know you're barely getting started on this local listing, but like, if I could get you the same campaign as Junk King, then I want to do that. You know what I mean? I want to get your company to that point.
I would love to have that type of exposure.
Yeah.
My problem is the money I bring in. If I bring in $1,000 this week, it's going straight to bills, to everything I got to pay to be able to run. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, we really got to get that PIN verification going, though, too. I know this local listing will get your phone ringing a lot more, and we'll get those bills knocked out for you.
Like I said, I would always love to add that. I need to have something right now to just get me by, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's look out for this PIN verification, okay? Let's get the calls going there, and then we can revisit this conversation in a couple of weeks. Because you completely qualify. I mean, they basically sent me a notification and said, like, hey, if this guy moves forward with the application, 99.9% chance he's getting approved. So, you know, that's the application fee is a $250 charge. It's a one-time charge, and then after that, you have your Google guarantee. You know, those are exclusive leads that are being guaranteed to you. Like I said, the insurance. You see how you're listed up there. You know, you're up there twice on the first page. So, and that's still covering you for all of your keywords, too. It's not just for junk removal, right? So it's a lot of exposure if they're seeing you as a top option two times. I'm sure you're going to see a big increase even just showing up one time. But, you know, I'm looking forward to growing you. And I told you that when I signed you up. But let's get this first one going, and then we'll talk about expanding you. As we go, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, I'll go double check in a minute.
That charge, by the way, if you got billed, that's $200. That's not us. I've verified that already.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Julian, looking forward to talking to you in the future. You have a great day.
All right, likewise.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.